Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Here we go, folks. Baptism of the Lord, part two. This is just the Gospel of John, John's version of kind of the baptism, which is so beautiful because the baptism of the Lord is, right, the linchpin between the end of the Christmas season, ordinary time. And it's so beautiful that we kind of get the two aspects from it. Because if you remember, right, last week, we actually hear about his actual baptism. And it ends with the words, right, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Right, it's very much focused on Jesus' identity and the fact that his Father is well pleased in him. But today we get John's kind of version, and it's kind of the before and after his baptism. And it's all focused on really Jesus' mission. Because if we hear, John the Baptist sees Jesus and says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Right? Already he's hearkening to the fact that Jesus is a lamb, right? One that's going to be sacrificed, right? And offered up for the sins of the world, right? That's why Jesus came. And at the end of our gospel says, he is the Son of God. Right, he already makes that claim of who Jesus is and what he is about. And so we get these kind of, this really cool kind of two-week message in regards to, right, Jesus' baptism. The fact that he is the Son of God, right, he is God. His identity is based in that fact. But who he is directly tied to what he does, his mission, which is to save us, right? To become the lamb that is sacrificed and offered up. This is good for us to kind of to remember and to recall, because through our own baptism, we are directly tied to Jesus' own baptism, to his identity and to his mission. Because through our own baptism, we are adopted children of God. We are beloved sons and beloved daughters of the Father, and with whom God is well pleased. And so let's just pause for a moment and really take that in. God loves you so much. He is pleased with you, not because you do anything, but for who you are. Right, that you're a beloved son, a beloved daughter of his. Right, that's why he loves you. That's why he's pleased with you. But it doesn't stop there. Because yes, we have died and have risen with Christ in our own baptism. So too, we are called to go out on a mission like him. Right, to go proclaim that good news. Where we are called to be holy, right, to be sanctified. And it's because of Jesus that we can do that. And that's why I always find it funny that well, people think, oh, it's not, I'm not the one who's called to go proclaim the gospel. Right? I'm not smart enough. Right? I don't have the right words. Right? Well, you're speaking to the choir, okay? I still don't think I'm smart enough, okay? I still don't think I have the right words, eloquent enough. But God didn't seem to care, okay? He called me, and he's calling all of you to do the same. And it's not just enough to work on ourselves, okay? Obviously, through our baptism, you know, we need to continue to work on our relationship with the Lord, yes. But we're all set out on mission. Right? It doesn't matter who you are. Now, right, a lot of people think that, oh, I'm called to, you know, or that we're being called to go to mission, like to Africa, to all those far off places that are so unlike us, to those random strangers and tribes, you know, the Amazon, and proclaim Jesus and convert thousands of souls. But that's not true. I think as a collective, yes, it's true, and we're going to get there. But also, like, we need to really start a little closer to home. Because I think it is a little too little to think that it's just about us. But what about our families? What about, you know, the people that we live with? What about people in our classroom, at work? Those kind of maybe random people we see at the grocery store. Are we willing to go out on mission towards them? I know for me, the Lord put a specific kind of call for me a couple of times in my life. And they were a little extreme, so I don't think this is necessarily all of your kind of calling, but the Lord called me to go to Baltimore and do a year of service and work with kind of Catholic Charities in their soup kitchen. And so I was running their volunteer kind of program. And so day in, day out, I was kind of on mission serving kind of poor people of Baltimore. And what a beautiful witness to see. And even further extreme, right, the Lord called me to go on a mission to go to Calcutta for a little bit to serve with the Missionaries of Charity. To truly serve the poorest of the poor. And I'll tell you right now, I did not want to go. I didn't feel qualified. I didn't feel like I had, you know, the right things. What was I going to say? Right? How was I actually going to help somebody? Right? It's too far. It's too extreme. But that didn't matter. Because via my baptism, I have all the grace that's needed. Right? The Lord has used my gifts to further his mission. And today, I really think we need to take a hard look at ourselves and ask the hard question, how am I doing with my baptismal call? Right? How am I doing with this call to go out on mission? Because for a lot of us, if we're honest, it's pretty weak. Right? We really don't want to do it. We're afraid. We're hesitant. Right? The struggle is real. But I think in those moments, we have to recall our baptism. Right, to go back to what is our identity? Right, who are we? Whose are we? Right, we are beloved children of God. And based on that fact alone, you are exactly equipped to go on mission to where the Lord's calling you to, wherever that might be. And today I think we need to start letting go of kind of the ego, kind of the pride. Definitely let go of all the lies from Satan, right? Saying that we're not good enough, right? That we're not smart enough, that we don't have what it takes. I think we need to get to a place like John the Baptist, like Jesus, like all the apostles who went out two by two on mission, right? Who were constantly saying, "Here I am, Lord. Right? I come to do your will." And what a bold prayer, folks. I don't know if you've actually ever prayed that one before. I would slightly, I'll warn you, if you actually pray it, just be ready for what comes. Because the Lord's going to take you up on his offer. Right. He'll take you up. If you say, "Lord, here I am, use me. However you see fit, wherever you see fit, I'm ready to do your will." If you do it, I mean, who knows? You might become a priest. Just saying, happened to me, you know? But maybe it's, hey, maybe you actually just go down the street right to your neighbor who really needs help. Right? Maybe just people that you work with that the Lord's calling you to. Or those fellow people in class. Maybe it's a little farther, you know, farther away from home. Maybe the Lord's calling you to actually go on a mission trip, you know, out of the country or out of state, right, to serve people who might need it. But what would happen if we actually lived out our baptism? If we actually went out on mission like we're called to do? If we actually said that prayer, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." So one, will we actually make that prayer? Two, will we follow through with it? And maybe most importantly, are we ready for how the Lord is calling you to? Because it's mission. Are we ready? Hopefully you too, along with myself, can say, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will."